This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 483 for Thursday, July 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Thursday morning, but have eased back from earlier increases. The November canola contract advances $9.10 at $640.60 per ton, and a January contract gains $9.50 at $647.40 per ton. There's pressure on canola coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, while soy meal is mixed. While European rapeseed is on the upswing, Malaysian palm oil eases back. Crude oil prices are down, adding more pressure on the oil seeds. An analyst says the prairie canola crop is in good shape overall, especially the early seeded fields. However, he notes the later planted canola is struggling with ample rains that fell across the region. But he says a harvest of 20 million tons or more remains possible. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Thursday morning as the loonie stands pat at 73.04 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture announces two private sales to unknown destinations. One sale is for 510,000 tons of new crop soybeans, and the other is for 150,000 tons of new crop soy meal. The USDA reports export sales for the week ending July 11th include 360,000 tons of old crop soybeans and 375,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales are more than 209,000 tons of old crop plus 99,400 tons of new crop. Those for soy oil are 3,300 tons of old crop and 14,900 tons of new crop. All sales are within trade guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn of 438,000 tons of old crop are slightly below trade guesses, while the 486,000 tons of new crop are a little bit above predictions. Wheat export sales exceed 578,000 tons and near the top end of expectations. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The November contract gives up 5 cents at $10.36 per bushel. August soy oil loses almost 3/10 of a cent at 45.93 cents per pound. August soy meal nudges up 40 cents at $339.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn is down 7 cents at $3.91 per bushel. September oats are up 6 cents at $3.30.50. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago September sheds 2 cents at $5.37. Kansas City September bumps up 3 cents at $5.64. And Minneapolis September advances 11 cents at $6.02.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.